Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Beautiful day out there. A little cold this morning. I think it was 29 degrees in New Bedford about 5 o'clock this morning, according to the news. So we're certainly into the autumn, possibly. Some mornings it feels like winter, right? So, but it's beautiful out, so enjoy the day. Today we got a busy day, so we'll have open phones in the 9 o'clock hour. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by my friend and New Bedford Light journalist and columnist, Jack Spillane. We'll be here at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about the elections, get Jack's perspective. You can read really good column he's got up today about how New Bedford elections are won at newbedfordlight.org. In the 11 o'clock hour, we will have the current sheriff of Bristol County, Paul Heroux, here in the studio. A lot of stuff going on with the sheriff. We got to talk to him about the free calls, the inmate calls, all that stuff. His policies over there, how he's treating a former caller, Manny Soares. His mom calls the program. The sheriff, the current sheriff of Bristol County, Paul Heroux, will be here at 11 o'clock. So, a lot of questions for the sheriff. I always check out the New Bedford Light. Did you see the story by Kevin Andrade? A number of the city councilors, I think, are overstepping their legal responsibilities, interceding and interfering with private enterprise, but they did it nonetheless. Good story about the waterfront, written by Kevin Andrade, New Bedford Light, newbedfordlight.org. I think it's a story worth hearing. Little bit anyway. So the robot will read you the story from Kevin Andrade, New Bedford Light. I'm not going to play the whole thing, just a little clip of it, but I do encourage you to go check out the story at newbedfordlight.org. Yeah, the city council is down there with Marlene Pollock and the Coalition for Social Justice. What's really interesting is that the three city councilors involved all are involved in the private economy. I believe at least two of them actually have employees. Do they think the government should tell them who they can lay off, who they can hire? Kind of interesting, right? Kind of disappointing, actually. Anyway, here's a little bit from the robot from newbedfordlight.org.
City Councilors Rally for Terminated Fish House Workers by Kevin G. Andrade. New Bedford immigrants, labor advocates, and local political figures demonstrated Thursday outside Martyr Seafood Incorporated after the company let go dozens of workers. Among the 29 workers terminated were two of the five plaintiffs who sued the company October 24. A news release from the Centro Comunitario de Trabajadores, which organized the demonstration along with other labor groups, said the two plaintiffs' October 29 job losses were retaliatory firings. "Last week I worked each day as usual until Wednesday afternoon, when I got a text message from Workforce telling me that my name was on a list of workers that Martyr no longer wanted," said Adriana Velasquez Morales, one of the named plaintiffs in the case, in the release. "It felt like a slap in the face. I got no notice, no warning, and no reason, but I know it's because I've demanded my rights." All five of the plaintiffs still worked at the plant when the suit was filed. Two of those were among the 29 let go, while three remain employed there, according to a statement from Martyr. In its statement to the Light, Martyr said the workers' job losses were layoffs due to seasonal trends in the industry. "At Martyr, we increased production, and therefore staffing, earlier this fall to prepare frozen orders for the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year holiday period, the statement said. When that production run ended, staffing needs decreased by 29 positions. This adjustment was predictable, anticipated, and planned well in advance. Decisions about which employees to retain or release were made by immediate supervisors, based on job performance without involvement from senior management. The company said it also laid off workers last fall under similar circumstances. The civil suit, filed on October 24 in U.S. District Court, Massachusetts, names Martyr, former plant manager Francisco Ixcatoyac Dionisio, the staffing agency Workforce Unlimited, and its owner, Andrew Wilkie, as defendants. The plaintiffs claimed they were forced to pay Ixcatoyac Dionisio $100 cash weekly as a condition of employment. In addition, the suit alleges that workers living in Rhode Island were required to use transit, provided and owned by Ixcatoyac Dionisio, to go to work for $60 weekly. They claimed both Workforce and Martyr benefited from the arrangement. In a previous statement to The Light, Martyr said it fired Ixcatoyac Dionisio on May 27, shortly after charges of rape and assault and battery were filed against him in New Bedford District Court. Though the rape charges were dropped, he still faces the assault and battery charges. Jason A. Dixon Acosta, Ixcatoyac Dionisio's lawyer, previously told The Light that his client denied all charges. Workforce Unlimited Incorporated, a temporary staffing agency based in Johnston, Rhode Island, did not respond to requests for comment.
All right, so you can listen to the rest of the article. Go to newbedfordlight.org. I think you got the gist of it. But my point is, these three city councilors have no idea what is going on down there. And we have a lot of seasonal businesses around here, right? There are, and certainly somebody in construction like Ryan Pereira, somebody in the ice cream business, which is seasonal, should understand that, Ian Abreu. And I thought Leo Choquette had more of a sense of the private economy. More of an understanding of the business community than to show up at a private company with some radicals to protest what seems to me to be a seasonal layoffs. I mean, come on, Ryan. Come on, Leo, Ian Abreu. You guys should know better than to get involved in this. I would think. I really would. But 508-996-0500. I mean, Leo Choquette talking about using the power of the city of New Bedford to put a lien on the property? Is he a joke? That's a joke. That is the type of attitude that drives private investment out of the city of New Bedford. What, just because you were unlucky enough to invest in New Bedford, where the government's crazy? Has members of the government that are crazy? You could have your property have a lien on it? That's outrageous. That's the kind of stuff that might as well be rent control, other things like that. Stuff that Mayor John Mitchell has tried to wring out of the conversation. Certainly the business community has tried to wring out of the community, wring out. It's unnecessary. By the way, they can't do any of it anyway. All that says is, if you invest in New Bedford, you possibly might get three bored politicians and some activists show up at your doorstep making trouble for you. That is not good for the economy. Not good at all. And those are three guys I thought knew better. Leo Choquette, Ryan Pereira, and Ian Abreu. Two of them have employees. All three of them work in the private sector economy. It's too bad. Really too bad. 508-996-0519 so I can get on the air. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Mr. McCarthy.
How are you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad. Well, a little disturbed after I heard that story. I'm not sure I understand it all. And it was for Marta Seafood against, was it a claim against Marta Seafood or what was it?
So what, apparently they had a supervisor down there and this is all allegations that he was demanding a kickback in cash out of their paycheck. Almost like the old shape up crews from on the waterfront. You know, you got to pay the man to get hired, that type of thing. That's my understanding. It's an allegation. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. And there's also allegations of a sexual assault. Although, as we learned from that story, those charges were dropped.
And that's what they got going against them. Is that it?
Well, and then they did a seasonal layoff. And so the employees are claiming that's retaliatory. And then you got three city councils who went down and joined along with the activists.
I'm a personal friend of the president there. I'm not going to mention his name.
Sure.
He's an unbelievably great, honest, fair guy. And, you know,
Right.
You know, to hear that is totally goes against his character. That's not him at all. And I know that for a fact. You know, this other person who's involved who got fired, I guess, for the sexual...
Yeah, they fired him as soon as the charges were leveled.
Right. And if he was an employee... Now, he was somebody in the rankings that was middle management, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you can't always see that coming. People could be doing that. And more than likely, people that are... maybe of immigrants would not complain about it to upper management. Who knows?
You know.
But that doesn't. And unfortunately, it is a sense of reflection of the company until they do something about it, which
yes,
they did.
They did.
Yeah, and that's. But you lay people off because season. What are they supposed to do? Carry people just for
right.
the.
Right.
You know, it's like crazy people, and for politicians for the city council there, any of them to do that is such a. It shows they know so little sometimes.
I agree with you. I mean, look, especially those guys, because they do know something about the private economy. All three of them are employed in it.
Yeah, you would like to think they know something about it. And it's sort of like the time when, I don't know if you remember, maybe about 8 years ago, where Deval Patrick was the governor, and I think ICE came in, and they busted someplace, maybe a seafood house in New Bedford, and they picks up a bunch of illegal aliens.
You're talking about the Bianco raid. They had a government contract.
Okay, and
yes.
So Deval Patrick was questioned whether or not he was going to go down there to make an appearance. You know, and this is what his statement was to somebody: only if the press is there. What does that tell you about him?
Right.
Only if the press is there. Oh man, it's unbelievable. And the same thing goes for these city councilmen. You know, they're not doing it for any reason that they believe in. And that's just too bad because that is going to drive business out of this area eventually. You know, you keep people like that. And they, Mater at one point in time, they were employing well over 100 people. I don't know what they employ now.
No, it's look, I mean, the reality of it is that, and thanks for the call, my friend. Thanks for the inside information. It's a tough business. And what I'm saying is Ryan Pereira, who comes from the small business world and has employees, Ian Abreu has a seasonal ice cream business. Ice cream, hamburgers, all that stuff, seafood. He knows you got to close up at the end of the season. I'm sure he doesn't keep the girls and the guys who work for him around. And Leo Choquette, he doesn't have employees, I don't believe, but he's in the private sector. I wouldn't think that type of behavior would come from those guys. I thought they had better things to do, to tell you the truth, with their time than to protest. And for Leo Choquette to be talking about putting a lien on a private industry using the government? Come on. Not only can't he do it, why would you tell people something you can't do? He had a nice victory. I hope he's not blowing it. I really do. Lanigan & Company is a full-service real estate brokerage and development company, serving clients of all sizes. Full service means that we stay with our clients over the long haul. For us at Lanigan & Company, the relationship truly begins after the closing. Owning real estate, whether it's your home or a commercial property, requires maintenance, administrative, financial, and everyday repairs. Lanigan & Company is there to help you preserve and enhance the value of your property at the time of and after the closing. Visit the website or call Jay Lanigan today and get started. A growing part of our business is helping baby boomers like you downsize. This is a process that requires preparing larger homes for sale and working with folks and their families to secure smaller, more manageable homes, condominiums, and apartments. Logistics, compassion, and collaboration drive these transactions. And Lanigan & Company is uniquely qualified and positioned to help people coordinate all of these moving parts to effectively and seamlessly downsize. Visit the website, LaniganInc.com, and call Jay Lanigan directly today. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. You can reach me at 508-996-0500. And you can get great clothes, great boots at Carter's Clothing. Carter's Clothing, for 78 years, they've kept South Coast covered from head to toe. And Carter's is still your go-to store for name brands in clothing and footwear. Name brands like Carhartt, Timberland, Chippewa, New Balance, and more. At Carter's, you'll find 75 different styles of boots, steel toe boots, insulated, waterproof, along with high visibility workwear, flannels, and thermals. I know a lot of first responders and people who work outside go to Carter's to get their gear, their thermal, and their flannels. The high visibility workwear. There's free parking at both locations, downtown New Bedford on William Street and Plymouth Avenue, Fall River. Carter's Clothing, an American company, family owned, based right here in South Coast. People you can trust to do business with. Carter's Clothing, go there today. All right, let's go to the phones. We got a number of people on hold. By the way, I just want to point out, if you go to the NewBedfordLight.org, you can have the robot read the article to you. Kevin Andrade's article on the three city councilors protesting along with the other radicals down at the waterfront. Leo Choquette, Ward 1 city councilor, says he's going to bring a private company in front of the city council to interrogate them about their labor practices. That's crazy. That's totally insane. And I really like Leo quite a bit. I think he's got a lot of potential. But boy, you're going to have a city councilor dragging private business in front of the city council. To what end? To what end? City council has no power over that. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris, and happy Friday to you and your audience.
What's happening, Barry, my favorite Democrat?
Yes, sir. You still owe me. I'm sorry, this is my alarm's going off, but you still owe me with Bruce Springsteen on the intro, We got to take my albums that I used to like, and we have to go skeet shooting with my Bruce Springsteen album. We still have to do that. You know, Chris, you and I are on the different, we land on different spectrums on a lot of items. But this, you know, this is brand new and breaking news, and thank you for bringing that to us. And a lot of times, you know, city councilors, you, me, we first blush, we have an opinion. And I don't think this is Democrat, Republican issue. This is where I fall on this. And again, you know, just hearing about it, breaking news. I'm a capitalist, Chris, and I'm not just a capitalist. I'm a free market capitalist.
Yes.
And where I fall on that, you know, then come all of our different values, you know, Catholic, whatever, Democrat, Republican. But let's start out free market capitalist. One thing that in my business, we have to take ethics courses and classes, you know, because we're making money management decisions. We have to take classes on money laundering and things of that nature. But here's something, Chris, that I have to draw the line on, and it's extortion. I don't see, you know, whether or not you believe these illegals. Yeah, you want to do a dragnet sweep and get rid of the illegals? Go ahead. But, Chris, talk to me and explain to me how you would be okay and comfortable with extortion, because I think that's what, you know, and there's other charges that I'm hearing, you know, with the transportation company, with assault and battery and rape. I just don't see it, Chris. How do you justify I don't want to call it a sweatshop, but, you know, these people are being hired to for the waterfront to do. And a lot of that, by the way, that got privatized because these fish cutters, they went out, and I think that's what your previous caller was alluding to. They went out and they outsourced their fish cutting. So, you know, on workers' compensation, they could get that taken right off of their premiums. How do you justify the extortion? Tell me, as my good friend, how that's okay. Let's just start with that, because this is a breaking story, and you always do the best coverage ever, Chris. But explain to me, and I know where you're going, these counselors, you know, are they driving business out? I don't think they are. We're basically saying that's not going to happen here. And what Chiquette's doing, you know, it may or may not be out of bounds, but he's saying that, you know, the permitting process for these fish plants to exist in New Bedford, they have to abide by the permits that were issued. I'm sorry that my alarm's going off, but they have to abide by the permits that were issued for Modern Seafood to, in fact, conduct business. So, yeah, he is the stopgap. He is where it begins and ends, Chris. So explain to me how it's okay to extort these immigrants, illegal or not.
Yeah, so I think Barry misunderstood me. Obviously, the extortion is not anything I condone. That is being dealt with where it should be, in the courts. People with real investigative powers, actual real powers. So to go down and say that you're protesting with the radicals at the waterfront level, the extortion is going to be dealt with. There's a civil suit going on. What I'm saying is, city councilors like Ian Abreu, Leo Choquette, Ryan Pereira, they have no more information than anybody else. Yet they're using the weight of the government against businesses. They're taking a side. So I just think that it's not good for the already difficult business climate that is New Bedford. And you can read the whole, and by the way, I didn't break the news. Kevin Andrade at the New Bedford Light, newbedfordlight.org, he broke the news. I just played the robot voice of the story. But I recognize that a lot of you maybe, unfortunately, don't go to the New Bedford Light on a daily basis like I do. So when I saw the story, I thought, I got to bring this to everybody. 508-996-0500 so I can get on the air. You know, Mac Auto Sales, family-owned business, located right in the city of New Bedford. They repair all makes and models of automobiles. So, if you need to get your car ready for the coming cold weather, and I'm sure you do, call and make an appointment at Mack Auto Sales today, 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You have a foreign car, that's perfect. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign automobiles. When you go there, ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars. And for you, my listeners, mention WBSM and you'll get 10% off your bill at Mack Auto Sales. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
What's happening?
I want to thank you for the stellar job you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
I told that to Tim Weisberg in the morning. Even though you're a Fairhaven guy, you do an outstanding job for us here.
Thank you.
And I don't have access to a computer, so I appreciate the robot reading New Bedford Light to us.
Thank you.
Appreciated. I want to make some important points. First of all, let me just say, the gentleman before, I think he was talking about Blue Harvest Fish Processing Plant. Some years ago, it was reported on WBSM. There was a nice raid. They had illegal aliens working there. Norwegian company ended up closing anyway down the road. As far as, you know, this is very troubling to me, Chris, that the Coalition for Social Justice, how they have an effect to try to control and run our city, you know, through the elections, paying money for James Roy to run and be number two, and Melissa Costa on the school committee, anti-ICE, and now they're eyeing on the mayor's seat. They want the trifecta, and they're trying to get Shane Burgo, another guy, Coalition for Social Justice. How these three counselors, I'm surprised, got duped. Ian Abreu, Brian Pereira, and Leo Choquette, how they got duped and manipulated by the Coalition for Social Justice that wants to run our city. Isn't that incredible?
I was surprised.
I mean, unbelievable. Ward 1, Leo Choquette, and Brian Pereira, Ward 6, and the number one vote getter, Ian Abreu. Come on, you're smarter than that. You have to read into the details. And like you said, let the justice system do its job to put a lien. I mean, right now we're having a hard time because of high taxes, water and sewer fees. And now if I'm an entrepreneur that wants to open shop in New Bedford, and I'm looking at forever in other cities, I'm saying, what the hell is this? If I lay off people because the economy goes down, they're going to put a tax lien on my business? Their brain, where's their brain at?
I don't get it. I really don't.
It's stupid. Really. Let's call it for what it is. Stupid. I don't want to call them the three stooges, but the three of you guys smarten up.
Thank you for the call, my friend. 508-996-0500. Look, there are other counselors who I could see pulling this kind of shenanigans, certainly. But these three guys, particularly Ian Abreu, who hires people on a seasonal basis, I would admit maybe the creamery's become a year-round business now. I don't know. If it has, great. If it hasn't, what would he want people to, I don't know, boycott his business if... When he does the inevitable, laying people off, because how many people eat ice cream in February or eat outside in February, right? Ryan Pereira, whose family's built a great business. But from time to time, I would assume there's downturns in his business and you got to lay people off seasonally, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, and Leo Choquette, who represents Trump country, yet in this article goes after Trump's immigration policies. You got to read the New Bedford Light. Check this out. Kevin Andrade, newbedfordlight.org. Read it. What do you get? 2 years, you lose your mind, you can do whatever you want. I don't know. I really don't know. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Mike Jansen?
Yeah, I'm surprised at these guys. I really am. Why aren't they down at the federal building? Not federal building, but the building across from the old Freestones. Or it's still Freestones. I don't know the name of it. But and why aren't they bothering NOAA for ruining our waterfront? That's where they need to be, these people.
If they want to bother somebody, go bother NADA. Go bother NOAA. If you want to bother somebody, right?
Yeah, they're the people that have caused the downfall of our fishing industry and our seafood industry. They're the issue. Go bother them. Now, Brian Mata did the right thing. He got rid of the guy that was extorting these people. He didn't know that. Mata Trawling is a great company. I used to buy, when I had my trucks, yep. I used to buy a lot of seafood from him all over the waterfront. And I was always treated with great by that company. That company, it's unfortunate that somebody that he hired did what he did.
Right.
And he got fired. Leave it alone. Go down and bug NOAA for ruining our fishing industry and making him have layoffs. There's where they should be. John Bullard's NOAA.
And for them to be standing side by side, shoulder to shoulder with Marlene Pollack, that's crazy. Leo Choquette of Ward 1, crazy.
Listen, let me explain to you what's happening in this city.
Please.
The people of this city, like I said yesterday, there's a new culture of voters, and there's a new culture of elected officials that evidently don't understand what they should. Yeah, this city is not the same city I grew up in or that I run for mayor in. It's a sad thing to see that those three individuals don't understand the effects of what NOAA's done. And that's where the layoffs from. Well, that's not the only place that's laying people off on the waterfront. I mean, there's buildings, old fish houses that are for sale. I mean, why don't they readjust their thinking and go bother NOAA for using erroneous data to shut draggers and scallopers down, restricting their days at sea.
That's because Marlene Pollack thanks for calling my chance. That's because Marlene Pollack hasn't told him to do that. It's outrageous. It really is. We'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBS.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience, 508-996-0500. Open phones. We'll be joined by Jack Splint at 10 o'clock. In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by the current sheriff of Bristol County, Paul Haru. That's always a good time, both with Jack and with Sheriff Paul Haru. So hope you'll stick around for that. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel really overwhelming, and we understand that, but we have a solution. With C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation or the windows, roof, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They'll navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning.
What's happening, Sketty?
You, I always say it's you. I just want to say I'm going to keep it light
today.
Okay. Yesterday, you know, I didn't get a chance to talk about the elections. Very, very happy. I congratulated Leo Chiquette.
I'm very happy for Leo, too, yes.
Yes, very happy. And I just, you know, yesterday you had asked the question, was there anything unusual that, you know, like, of the election?
Yeah.
So I did see something unusual. What I saw was when she pulled my name up, so there's four buildings, units, where I live.
Yep.
I call it the community. And she said, wow, look at all these names. Like, the whole list was my building, the 878, these four buildings. It goes on and on. And I said, oh, I'm so proud of my community, because I was so worried. They didn't know who their Ward 1 was. And that was just from a few people that I spoke with, as I told you before, taking my trash out and everything. And I was like, dang, you know, I wish there was flyers and stuff. Well, here's the thing. She even pulled the page over to the other page. She said, oh, so this is all Old Plainsville Road, too. And I said, yes. I said, those are my people. I'm proud. But she said, but listen, those names aren't scratched off.
Yeah, they don't vote.
She said, there's no lines there. She said, until 8 o'clock, we won't know how many came out. And I said, oh, my God, now I'm discouraged. And I said, well, I got to do better. Leo has done, you know, phenomenal job.
Yeah.
And I congratulated him. And he's such a gentleman. He thanked me. He texted me, said, thank you. And I'm like, wow, thank you for thanking me.
Yeah, you know? No, Leo's a good guy. I agree with that. Sketty, I got to take a break. Yeah, a lot of people do not vote. They pay taxes, but they do not vote. We'll take a break. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll be right back.